One of the things that we looked at in B31 is the cardiac toxicity data that I showed at the end. We just looked at that analysis. John Bryant actually just looked at that. He's the head statistician at the NSABP for B31. And one of the things that we found is that cardiac events, which is the symptomatic cardiac dysfunction, basically the patients that had the New York Heart Classification 3 and 4 congestive heart failure criteria, there were 30 of those patients treated with trastuzumab. And what we found in looking at that set of patients is that their risk of having heart failure, clinical heart failure, was correlated, A, with age, but even more so with what their post-AC ejection fraction was measured at. And if the ejection fraction was still over 65%, you know, really healthy after AC, it was quite unusual for them to get clinical congestive heart failure. Now, that doesn't rule out the possibility that they could have decrements in their ejection fraction over the course of treatment with trastuzumab, you know, because altogether there were 19% of the patients on trastuzumab that stopped sometime during the year of trastuzumab because of some cardiac issue, some stopping rule or a cardiac event. And 15% of those were not the patients who had congestive heart failure. They were patients who stopped, you know, for other reasons, like a drop in ejection fraction that basically the rules of the protocol said stop. So the issue of how do you apply this information, we found that 9 of the 30 patients who developed heart failure were over age 50 and had post-AC ejection fractions that were just above normal, between 50 and 54%. And that was highly statistically significant at like p.0001. And so that may be a clinically useful parameter, actually, in terms of thinking about giving trastuzumab with paclitaxel or, you know, giving the cardiac muscle a break, finishing paclitaxel, and then giving trastuzumab, if you start out with AC.
Can you review what Edith presented in terms of cardiac effects, particularly as it related to the concurrent versus sequential?
They were a little more. It occurred in both, but I don't recall offhand the exact percentages, but they were a little more with the concurrent than with the sequential.
So the idea might be in a non-protocol setting to look at the ejection fraction after the AC and use that to determine where to start right then or wait until after the Taxol?
It may be. And I mean, again, this is information that we need to digest a little more. I think that one of the key things is that we're working very furiously to get this in publication so that the details of all this are available to the entire oncology community. And I think it's important when these papers come out, especially the cardiac toxicity papers, to read them carefully. Because I think, you know, there's a lot of data in there. And I think it'll be very valuable to see that if we're going to use this kind of a chemotherapy regimen.
Best case scenario, when do you think that's going to be published?
Oh, I think that we'll get it within a couple of months.